It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Back with you once again. It's Legion Baseball here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are in Sabetha as they take on Corning here. Two teams that are off and running for the Legion Baseball regular season. Let's start with Sabetha. Seven games in, they're 2-5. And in league play, a 1-2 record coming off a split against Doniphan County on Sunday. Those finals 9-5 and 5-4. They won that first game 9-5, losing game 2 to D.C. 5-4. Corning, they have not played in 10 days. Last out was the 4th. They played at Doniphan County and got just one game in. That was a win 11-6, but it was ended in the top of the 7th due to weather. They did not play a second game. So, again, 10 days off for Corning, but they come in three games in with a 2-1 record. They are 1-0 in league play. It's Corning and Sabetha, and we got the lineups in first pitch right after this.
This is John Runnebaum, Regional Market President at Community National Bank. Community National Bank is your trusted strategic partner and local community bank. We prioritize your financial goals and provide tailored solutions to meet your unique needs. Our experienced team is dedicated to building lasting relationships and supporting the growth of your business. Count on us for your personalized service, innovative banking products, and a commitment to the success of the local community. Welcome home to Community National Bank, serving Seneca, Sabetha, Tonganoxie, Fazer, Topeka, and Overland Park.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash, located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock, plus it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
KNZA.
Legion Baseball here from Sabetha as they host Corning. Let's get you the lineup cards, and we'll start with the away team in Corning. They'll lead things off with Trenton Talley, who's playing at second base. That's followed by Zach Fisher pitching. Drew Gibbs batting third. He is at short. JT Ross in the cleanup spot. He is in left field. Kyler Womack, the catcher, he bats fifth. Race Fisher, the extra hitter, and he bats sixth. In the seventh spot is number seven. That's Brett Heideman playing at first base. L.J. Kelzer in center field. He bats eighth. Henry Heideman is at third base batting ninth. And Miles Wimberly is in right field. He will bat tenth. So, again, for 2-1 Corning, it is Talley at second. Fisher pitching. Gibbs at short. Ross in left. Womack catching. Race Fisher, the extra hitter. Heideman at first. L.J. Kelzer in center. Henry Heideman at third. Miles Wimberly in right field. For the Sabetha Raptors, it'll be Will Ulrich leading things off. He is in right field. Marcus Bauman, a center fielder, and he is catching, and he is batting second. and playing center. Josh Herman is the catcher. He bats third. Christian McAfee in the cleanup spot. He is pitching. Chase Fry at shortstop. He bats fifth. Jacob Grimm at first base. He'll bat sixth. Harper Schmelzley batting seventh. He is at third base. Tegan Sanner is in left field. He bats eighth. Easton Bradbury, the extra hitter, bats ninth. And Braden Meredith batting 10th and at second base for Sabetha. So again, Ulrich in right, Bauman in center field, Herman catching, McAfee pitching, Fry at short, Grimm at first, Schmelzley at third, Sanner in left, Bradbury the extra hitter, and Meredith is in right field. Corning in their light blue tops, gray pants. The road team here in Sabetha. Sabetha in their all white uniforms in red trim. So here we go. This is Christian McAfee, rocking number 34. First pitch to Triton Talley, the Centralia Panther, is fouled out of play for strike one, and we're off and running. Corning 2-1, they haven't played in a week and a half. They won their game against Doniphan County on the 4th, as McAfee's next pitch toe taps the inside corner, and it's 0-2. 11-6 their win against Doniphan County, a game that ended in the top of the 7th due to weather, unable to play the second game of that short series. Next pitch outside to Talley. It's 1-2. Trenton, graduate of Centralia High School. What a senior season he had. Part of the basketball team that made the state tournament. And he takes one outside here. 2-2. Corning with Centralia, Onega, and Frankfurt players scattered across. Next pitch hit well. Right side, but out of play. And it stays 2-2. Sabetha defensively, McAfee pitching, Herman is catching, Schmelzley at third, Fry at short, Meredith at second, Jacob Grimm at first, Sanders in left, Bauman in center, Ulrichs in right. The 2-2. And just a bit outside, now 3-2. Talley, Fisher, and Gibbs do up for Corning here in the top of the first, just getting going, no score. And McAfee's 3-2 is outside, ball four. So a good AB there for Trenton Talley, and he is on to lead off the game with a walk. Here is the first team All-State selection in Class 2-1A. Onega's own Zach Fisher coming off their fourth place finish at the state tournament. One of their best, if not the best season they had in school history. McAfee's first pitch to Fisher is a little bit high for a ball. Fisher bats from the right side. Talley at first, nobody down. No score, top one. McAfee quickly out of the stretch, fires, popped up, foul territory into the parking lot, and it's 1-1. Beautiful evening, partly cloudy skies, not a touch of wind. Very calm. Quality conditions for this game here tonight. Here is the 1-1, and this one also fouled out of play. And it's 1-2. So Talley in his first at-bat got down quickly, came back and worked a walk. And now Fisher is going to have to battle back as he is down 1-2. Defense fairly straight up here for the Sabetha Raptors. Fisher from the right side, open on his stance. McAfee looking at Talley at first, not much of a lead, maybe 2.5 steps. Now this one is hit well towards right center field. Moving over is Bauman to his left, and he can't get there. It drops into the gap, and that's extra bases. It'll be a double for Zach Fisher, and Talley gets the third. And now second and third, nobody out. That one hung up in the air, and it looked like for a second Bauman was going to be able to get there, and he may have misjudged it a little bit, and it dropped into the gap, and Talley had to wait to make sure it wasn't going to be caught. But nonetheless, second and third, nobody out for Drew Gibbs. The Centralia Panther takes one outside for a ball. That was on a 1-2 pitch. Fisher comes through with a double to right center field. Chance for Corning here in the first to score as McAfee's next pitch Missing outside. It's 2-0. JT Ross is due up next as Corning threatening in the first inning. Second and third, nobody out. A walk and a double to start off this ball game against Christian McAfee. The 2-0 is inside. Now three balls and no strikes. So Bethel lost their first four games, but they have won two of their last three. And that is a four-pitch walk, and the bases are loaded. Tally at third, Fisher at second, now Gibbs at first for the true definition of a cleanup hitter, and that's JT Ross. A left fielder batting from the left side. And a big opportunity here for Corning in the top of the first. McAfee's pitch is drilled towards center field. Bauman, though, is there, makes the catch, and Tally was halfway down the base path and had to go back. That should have been at least a sack fly, but Tally misjudged that, and that is a big first out. Nobody moves. Now the Wetmore Cardinal, Kyler Womack, who is the catcher. Bases loaded, now one out. No score, top of the first. That was a mistake by Tally. It should have been at least a sack fly at worst. Certainly deep enough to score. And the first pitch to Womack is a little bit outside for a ball. So a big first out. McAfee get another. Next pitch outside, 2-0. He's going to have to come back here. He has fallen behind the count. Two balls and no strikes to the Wetmore Cardinal, Kyler Womack. Played part in the six-man All-Star football game a couple weeks ago. Cardinals went down from eight-man to six-man. Of course, that was sanctioned by Acacia. And Wetmore had a great season and made it all the way to the state quarterfinals. Three balls and no strikes. McAfee's pitch inside. Or no, they're going to say a strike. Looked a little bit inside, but now three balls and one strike to Womack. Another big pitch here for Christian McAfee. This one is roped well towards left center field, and that is trouble as Womack one hops the fence. One run is in. Two runs are in. He's going to clear all three potentially. A potential play at the plate, not in time, as coming around to score from first is Gibbs, and on the throw, Womack makes to third. It is a bases clearing double to the fence in left center. And a 3-0 lead now for Corning. How about that at bat for Kyler Womack? A 3-RBI double. And a 3-0 Corning lead with one out in the top of the first. And Race Fisher steps in, the extra hitter tonight in this first game. And he swings and misses for a strike. So a walk, a double, a walk, a line out, and a double. Next pitch fouled out of play. And it's quickly 0-2 on Race Fisher. Womack's at third with one out. Next pitch outside, 1-2. So a tough start here for the Raptors, and now a chance for Corning to get at least one more. 1-2 is outside, two balls and two strikes. 3-0 Corning here in the top of the first. Runner at third with one out. A bases clearing Kyler Womack double. And McAfee with an off-speed pitch right at the knees and strikes out Fisher looking. And that's the second out. Here's Brett Heideman, the first baseman. It was the last chance to get Womack in from third. He has to scoot out of the way of a pitch inside. It's 1-0. McAfee's 1-0 is ripped to the right side, and it deflects off the glove of Meredith at second base and caroms into right field for a hit. And it's 4-0 as Womack is in from third. Here's Here's Kelzer, the center fielder, with now Brett Heideman at first with two down. 4-0, as that'll go as a hit and an RBI. First pitch missing for a ball. LJ Kelzer, the center fielder. Another Buffalo in this lineup. Part of that fourth place state tournament team here just a month ago. McAfee's pitch. In there for a strike. And of course with Sabetha, they have made back-to-back trips to the 3A state tournament. They lost to the champs in Wichita Collegiate in the opening round. Off speed by McAfee is low and outside, now 2-1. A lot of talent on both of these rosters. Right now, Corning has the edge with a 4 spot here in the top of the first. Runner at first, 2 down. Another pitch outside and a good stop by the catcher in Josh Herman. And it's now 3 balls and 1 strike. Kelzer, the 8th batter to come up here for Corning in the first. And has the advantage at 3-1 with Brett Heideman at first. And that's ball 4. And the inning continues. Heideman down to second. Kelzer takes a walk. That'll bring up Henry Heideman. And now a quick time. And a meeting on the mound, as Henry Heideman's going to be the 9th batter here to come up for Corning in the top of the first. A walk, a double, a walk. Loaded the bases. Ross lined out. The bases were loaded with one out after that. And then it was Kyler Womack who launched a double to left center field. One hop the fence, cleared the bases. Gave Corning the 3-0 lead, and then Brett Heideman, 2 batters later, an RBI single to make it 4-0. And Corning is still batting here in the top of the first with 2-1 and 2 out. So the meeting on the bump is complete. McAfee will try to get one more out to stop the bleeding here in the first. Here is the third baseman, Henry Heideman. McAfee steps off the rubber and looks Brett Heideman back to second base, and without a throw. McAfee still looking back at second. Brett, not a huge lead. First pitch by McAfee is a little bit outside for a ball. Certainly don't want to give up any more runs. A base hit could add another. Here's McAfee's pitch. This one in there for a strike right at the knees and down the middle. 1 ball and 1 strike. A few more people showing up as the game is off and running. Again, a beautiful night for baseball here in Sabetha. Now McAfee looks off, throws back to second, and the tag just not in time, as Brett Heideman was nearly picked off at second base, but just got back under the tag. Meredith, the second baseman, just a little bit delayed on getting that tag down in time. McAfee's 1-1. A little bit outside. Now 2 balls and 1 strike here to Henry Heideman. As Brett's down at second, Kelzer's at first. Kelzer reached via a walk. 3 walks in the inning as well. Here's McAfee's 2-1, now looks back, throws to second. This time they do get the runner, and they pick off Brett Heideman for the third out. So aggressive for Heideman there, and that time he gets picked off at second. But Corning does the damage, 3 hits and 4 runs, and they have a 4-0 lead as we head to the bottom of the first.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon Tamman with you in Sabetha. Kirk Kilman on the ones and twos as we bring you Legion Baseball here tonight. Our third broadcast early on here in the summer schedule. Corning 4 in the first. A 4-0 lead as Sabetha comes up for the first time in the home half of the first inning, facing the Onega Buffalo in Zach Fisher. It'll be Will Ulrich, Marcus Bauman, and Josh Herman. The Raptors of Sabetha, 2 wins and 5 losses through 7 games. Corning has not played in a week and a half. They sit with a record of 2-1. Last warm-up spot and pitch for Fisher. That'll bring up Will Ulrich, the leadoff man and right fielder for Sabetha. Ulrich bats from the left side, rocking jersey number 7. But Sabetha has some work to do, trailing 4-0 before they get their first AB. Ulrich up in the box, and Fisher's first pitch is high for a ball. Corning defensively, you have the Heidemans at the corner infield spots. Next pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. Henry at third, Brett at first. Womack the catcher for Fisher. Gibbs and Talley at short and second, respectively. Couple Centralia Panthers. Next pitch fouled out of play, 1-2. They have Ross playing in left field, Kelzer in center, Wimberly is in right. The 1-2 by Fisher. Off speed and upstairs, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And the quick move by Fisher, 2-2, low and inside. Now 3-2. Sabetha played Doniphan County on Sunday. They split 2. Ulrich slaps this one pretty deep to left field, but foul and out of play, so it stays 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sabetha won the first game against Doniphan County 9-5, lost the second game by a count of 5-4. 3-2. Another foul ball out of play. Lands on top of the press box above me. And we'll do a third time at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So a good at bat here for Ulrich to begin the home half of the first. Another 3-2. And it's just off the plate inside for ball 4. Good at bat for Will Ulrich. That'll bring up Marcus Bauman. Bauman in center field, batting 2nd, wearing jersey number 4. And batting from the right side, Ulrich at first, nobody out, and a quick throw for Fisher over to Heideman at first, and Ulrich back safely. Now another quick throw, a little bit closer, but Ulrich is back. Corning 4, Sabetha nothing, you're in the bottom of the first. Ulrich at first, nobody out, swing and a miss, pitch off speed and outside. Good location there for Fisher. Bauman down, 0-1. Ulrich about 2.5, maybe 3 steps off the bag at first. Not much of a lead. Fisher certainly keeping an eye on him. And the next pitch fouled out of play. And Bauman now down in the count, 0-2. Sabetha, another quality sports season, mentioning the baseball team getting back to the state tournament for a second consecutive year. The football team made the semifinals in Class 2A. Of course, lost to Nemaha Central, who went on to win the state championship. And a check swing, not going around. Bauman survives at least one more pitch. It's 1-2. And then Sabetha was the best team in basketball in 3A pretty much the majority of the season, but they were upset in the sub-state tournament by Nemaha Central. But just quality athletics once again for the Blue Jays in 22-23. And another foul ball as Bauman stays alive at 1-2. Ulrich again about 2.5 steps off first. And this one, another foul down the right field line out of play. So Fisher having to throw a lot of pitches here to the first couple of batters. As Ulrich at least worked maybe an 8-9 pitch at bat. And now Bauman trying to do the same. And there's a curveball bender that gets right back to the corner of the plate and catches it for strike three, looking, and Bauman is down for the first out. Here's Josh Herman, the catcher. Ulrich at first, now one out. 4-0 Corning here in the bottom of the first. That is the first strikeout for Fisher. Fisher continues out of the stretch. A little bit bigger lead there at first. First pitch to Herman inside for a ball. Herman, a fantastic wrestler. Didn't even mention how good the Blue Jays were during the wrestling season. They had a ton of entries in the state wrestling tournaments, and a few of these guys on their roster part of it, including Herman. And Herman takes one up and in, takes one off the left shoulder, and he is hit by the pitch, and he'll run down to first. That'll bring up Christian McAfee, the pitcher. McAfee, a huge part of that basketball season. And it looks like Herman will have a courtesy runner, as it'll be Isaac Harder. So Harder now running for Herman at first. But an RBI chance here in the first is, now we got a ground ball to the right side, play at second in time. They're not going to get the double play. Good job there by Trenton Talley to make a difficult play to his left and then make a long throw to second. So Ulrich to third. They get Harder, the courtesy runner out at second. McAfee on first via the fielder's choice. So now at the corners with two down. And it's up to Chase Fry, the shortstop. So a walk, a strikeout, a hit batter, and a fielder's choice. Two on and two outs here in the bottom of the first. 4-0, the Corning lead. Fisher trying to get out of it. First pitch missing to Fry for a ball. Jacob Grimm due up next. A 1-0 by Fisher. About the same spot, high and inside. It's 2-0. Ulrich the runner at third. And McAfee is the runner at first. Now Fisher throws back to first base. Not much behind the throw. McAfee slides back in safely. But Fry in a good spot here, ahead in the count, 2-0. Here's Fisher's 2-0. And that one is low. Now it's 3-0. See if Fry has a green light here on 3-0. He watches all the way, and it's in there for a strike. Fry still the advantage. It's now 3-1. 4-0 Corning here, bottom of the first. Ulrich at third, McAfee at first. And one painting the outside corner for a strike on a fastball, knee high, and it's now a full count at 3-2. Big pitch here by Fisher trying to get out of a jam here in the first. And this one has popped out of play. McAfee took off for second. This one winds up in the parking lot. So we'll do it again at 3-2. Both pitchers certainly grinding here. A lot of pitches in the first inning, but Fisher has a chance to get out of it with a zero on the board. And an off-speed pitch and just a late enough swing to get a piece, and Fry stays alive at 3-2. Almost buckled him with the off-speed pitch, and once he realized last second that was going to bend in there for a strike, just got the bat off the shoulder to get a piece and foul it away. So it stays 3-2. Runners at the corners and two down. Here it is from Fisher, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. So Sabetha gets an RBI chance, and they come up empty in the first. We head to the second inning. It's Corning 4 and Sabetha nothing.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
At Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, we are committed to bringing quality care and services to our patients and their families. We have been serving Nemaha and Brown counties since 1979 and partner with your local medical provider to establish a plan of care tailored to you, the patient. Give Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice a call at 785-284-2288. Caring for patients and their families, one life at a time.
KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA. We head to the top of the second inning. A 4-0 Corning lead here at Sabetha. Brandon and Kurt with you. Beautiful night for baseball here in mid-June. Of course, cruising along here early on, summer months ahead. And having a good time here covering Legion as we do each and every year. So Corning comes up for a second time. It'll be 9-10-1 in the order. Henry Heidemann, Miles Wimberly, Trenton Talley. They scored four runs on three hits in the first and have a 4-0 lead. First pitch to Henry Heidemann is fouled back for a strike. Heidemann was up to end the first and had a 2-1 count on McAfee, but it was Brett Heidemann who was picked off at second base. So Henry here leading off the second. Next pitch by McAfee, a little bit outside. And it's one ball and one strike. A big hit in the first for Corning. The bases were loaded, and Kyler Womack cleared it with a deep double to left center. Henry fouls this one away, one ball and two strikes. Henry, the 2025 class at Centralia, has a 1-2 count. McAfee's pitch off speed and outside, 2-2. Sabetha in their first at-bat, they had a chance. They got two runners on, but unable to get anything across. And still trailing 4-0. Next pitch outside, so now quickly from 1-2 to 3-2, and the 3-2. Low and inside for ball number four, and Henry Heidemann, just like Talley did in the first, leads off an inning with a walk. That brings up the right fielder, Miles Wimberly. Another Centralia grad in 23. Takes first pitch fastball outside for a ball. Henry Heidemann at first base. Nobody out. Top of the second inning. Corning 4. Sabetha nothing. McAfee has really been grinding and now throws one up and in. And that hits Miles Wimberly in the shoulder. And quickly two on and nobody out. So back to the top of the order, Trenton Talley, another Centralia Panther. He walked to begin the game, came around to score on that three RBI bases clearing double by Womack. McAfee a quick step off the rubber, looks back. Heideman to second. So Henry Heideman at second, Miles Wimberly at first, nobody out. Corning another chance here to tack something on for a second consecutive inning. And Talley fouls this one away. And it's 0-1. So for the first five to bat the lead off the game for Corning came around to score in that first inning. That pitch bounces in the dirt way before home plate, and it's one ball and one strike. So again, McAfee really grinding here early in this game after throwing a ton of pitches in the first. Now again, the first two have reached here in the second, continuing to struggle to find the zone, but this could be a double play. Short, second to one, throw to first, not in time. The throw was low. We'll get the runner out at second. Tough play for Jacob Grimm. So now runners at the corners with one out. So they get Miles Wimberly out at second base. Talley at first via the fielder's choice. A clean throw. It probably would have been a double play. McAfee's first pitch to Zach Fisher is in there for a strike. And Zach had a double in the first on a ball that was off the bat, looked to be maybe a routine fly ball, but it just kept carrying and carrying to right center field and just dropped out past the glove of Marcus Baumann in center. Next pitch outside, one ball and one strike. To the first team All-State selection in Class 2-1A, Zach Fisher. And an RBI chance here for him in the second as his team has a 4-0 lead. There's the strike there for McAfee, a fastball in the outside corner. It's 1-2. Heideman at third. Wimberly was thrown out at second. You got Trenton Talley at first. So again at the corners with one down. McAfee's pitch way outside. Herman has to dive out to get it. It's 2-2. It's been a tough start here for McAfee, who was very good during the Sabetha regular season. Was arguably their best pitcher, but here right now in this start against Corning and Legion, just having some trouble finding the strike zone, and now it's a 3-2 count. And another one is outside for a ball. Another good at-bat for Zach Fisher. He is on for a second time in as many innings, and the bases are loaded. Henry Heideman at third. Trenton Talley now at second. Zach Fisher's at first, and here is Drew Gibbs, who worked a four-pitch walk in his first at-bat. And really a chance here for Corning to maybe blow this game open already with a 4-0 lead. Based is juiced, one out. Top of the second inning. First pitch to Gibbs was outside for a ball. Now with them loaded, McAfee just goes back to the windup. And the next pitch is outside. It's 2-0. Big spot here for Corning early in this game. Already out to a 4-0 advantage. This one is hit high. Playable left side. Tailing towards the foul line. And unable to get there is Schmelzley, the third baseman, so it's a foul ball. And it's now two balls and one strike. Again, wind, really not any of it. Very calm on that side, and partly cloudy skies, sun is out. Beautiful night, to say the least. The wind, not a factor at all. Here's the 2-1. And it's in there for a strike, catching the outside corner. Big pitch, and now it's 2-2. Heideman at third. Talley at second. Fisher at first. 4-0 Corning here in the top of the second, trying to get more, and that next pitch is outside. Another good stop there by Herman. And the count is full with JT Ross due up next. And out of the windup, the 3-2. Low and outside, ball four, and it's now a 5-0 lead for Corning. Heideman in from third. Credit Gibbs with an RBI. And now another meeting on the mound. The coaching staff and Herman and McAfee. A quick stoppage in play. 5-0 Corning. They still have the bases loaded with only one out in the top of the second inning. Thanks to all of our Legion sponsors here this summer. Helping out. Appreciate everyone involved and helping us bring you another summer of Legion baseball. And McAfee is out, and Sabetha will bring on a new pitcher. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. A pitching change for Sabetha. All Corning here early. They have a 5-0 lead. We're back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
Flatbed Drivers, CAMTS and Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAMTS and Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Harper Schmelzley is the new pitcher for Sabetha as a tough go for McAfee here against Corning. He is responsible for all three base runners. He goes 1 1/3, gives up 3 hits and 5 runs. 5 walks and 1 strikeout. He also hit a batter. And the cleanup man and JT Ross up there with the bases loaded and one out, and Schmelzley trying to limit any more damage. Schmelzley's first pitch is outside for a ball. Ross came up in the first inning with the bases loaded and lined out to center field. Next pitch by Schmelzley is low, and it's 2-0. Five nothing Corning. They have plated one here in the second, and the base is still loaded. Next pitch by Schmelzley is outside, and it's 3-0. It's been a tough go for Sabetha pitching here early, and Schmelzley needs to find the strike zone. And he does there. Good paint job by Herman on the outside corner. It's 3-1. Trenton Talley at third. Zach Fisher at second. Drew Gibbs at first. And a 3-1 is fouled out of play left side. And the count now full at 3-2. So a good job by Schmelzley to battle back. And a big pitch for him on JT Ross. Here it is. And another foul, about the same spot down the left field line. We'll do it again at 3-2. Schmelzley, a right-handed thrower. Ross, a left-handed batter. Plays back in the box, a little bend to the knees. Here's a 3-2, and it's low and outside for ball four, and Corning's lead is now 6-0. Dally comes trotting in from third. Fisher to third now from second. Drew Gibbs from first to second. Now JT Ross goes to first. That is the third consecutive walk and four of the first six in this inning have walked. And that doesn't include Miles Wimberly being hit by a pitch. Good stop by Herman on a pitch to Womack that was outside. Kept it from going to the backstop. It's 1-0. Womack had the big hit in the first. Bases loaded, launched a double to left center that cleared it and gave Corning a 3-0 lead. They have since doubled that up to 6-0 here in the second. Womack takes a strike. It's 1-1. He's got Fisher at third, Gibbs at second, Ross at first. Schmelzley's next pitch is low, 1-1. Or correction, now 2-1. So again, McAfee is still responsible for the runners at second and third. Here's a ground ball foul. But with that run in, McAfee has given up six. Of course, with the 6-0 advantage. Are responsible for Fisher at third, Gibbs at second. Now Ross, the responsible runner for Schmelzley, who came in for him. Here's a 2-2. Ground ball left side. It finds the hole between third and short, and that's a base hit. Everybody moves up one base. They'll stop after that. It's an RBI single for Kyler Womack. He has driven in four and is 2-for-2. And it's now 7-0 Corning. Now Gibbs at third, Ross at second, Womack at first. And another big bat up here with the extra hitter in Race Fisher. Three more in the second, 7-0 Corning, top two. Off-speed pitch by Schmelzley finds the strike zone, it's 0-1. Race did strike out his first time up. He's got a big RBI chance here as Corning has blown it open here early, up 7. Next pitch in the dirt. Another good stop by Herman. Fantastic catcher is Josh Herman. Working hard here early. Now 1-1. The eighth batter to come up here in the second and still only one out. Bases still loaded. Next pitch by Schmelzley is outside. And it's 2-1. Schmelzley just out of the windup here with the bases loaded. Now this one is a pop-up to the right side. Tough play for the right fielder, and it drops inside the foul line for a hit as everybody had to hold up. And everyone's going to be safe. So kind of a lazy pop fly to shallow right, and it drops in front of the right fielder in Ulrich in fair territory for a hit, and it's now 8-0. That'll be an RBI for Race Fisher. Here's Brett Heideman with still one out, and the bases are still loaded. So all the three runners that McAfee was responsible for when he left have come around to score. Or they changed the call at third, and I believe now there are two outs. So they said the throw in, they were able to get Ross at third base because he was holding up at second to make sure it wasn't caught. So there are two outs, runners at first and second. It is Womack at second, Fisher at first, with Heideman up here in a 1-0 count. Pitch by Schmelzley just off the plate outside, it's 2-0. They ultimately get an out, but it did cost a run. an 8-0 Corning lead here, top two. Schmelzley looks off the rubber and hesitates to Womack's way, second base, and runs him back, about a throw. A 2-0 count here on Heidemann, who popped out, or correction, who singled in his first at-bat. And here's a swing and a miss, and now a throw down to second base, and could have got Womack if the throw was online, but it got away, and everyone's safe. Count now 2-1 on Heidemann. He was picked off at second base, Heidemann was, to end the first. After, again, reaching via a single. Schmelzley just trying to get out of it. 2-0, or the 2-1, is hit to the right side, playable, and that's going to be an error. It's off the second baseman's glove in Meredith, and now Womack's trotting around third, and he scores. And then Heidemann up to third. Now 9-0. Now here's a pickle between second and third, and a throw is, I don't believe, in time, and now everyone's kind of running around, and Sabetha finally gets the out as they will tag out Heidemann. Kind of a bizarre way to end it, but another run is in regardless, and it's a 9-0 Corning lead, and a tough go for Sabetha here early, but they come up for a second time when we come back here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Farmers, it's that time of year again. The warm south winds are beginning to blow and the fields are greening up. The strong south winds can help to produce those famous Kansas thunderstorms. Don't wait until it's too late. Let SBS Insurance give you worry-free protection for maturing crops during those stormy spring days with various crop hail insurance products. Stop by your local SBS Insurance office today for all your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
KNZA.
Well, Sabetha's problems here in this first game has been just finding the strike zone. McAfee and Schmelzley piling up the walks as Corning had 5 runs in the second inning on just 1 hit. Also an error as well. They left one on base. A 9-0 Corning lead as Sabetha comes up here in the bottom of the second inning. It'll be Jacob Grimm, Harper Schmelzley, and also Sanner, the left fielder. And the extra hitter, Easton Bradbury, if one of those three are able to get on. So here's Jacob Grimm working against Zach Fisher, who now has a comfortable 9-0 lead to work with. Last warm-up toss for Fisher. And here we go with Jacob Grimm. The first baseman bats from the right side here to begin the bottom of the second inning with Corning leading 9-0. 4 in the first, 5 in the second. Sabetha had a chance to score in the first, but they left 2 on. And now an off-speed pitch has popped up to the left side. Third baseman Henry Heidemann makes the catch. And one pitch and one out. Here is Harper Schmelzley, who came in for Christian McAfee in that last half inning on the mound. And it was a tough spot with the bases loaded and one out. He was responsible for one of the runs that scored in that second inning. And he'll take a first pitch strike from Fisher. Fisher works quickly, the 0-1, a little bit high, 1 ball and 1 strike. The 1-1, in there for a strike, it's 1-2. So Fisher again, a comfortable lead here early, 9-0, just trying to pound the strike zone. Got good defenders behind him. Next pitch low and outside. Good eye for Schmelzley. It's 2-2. And part of that move, when McAfee came out for Schmelzley, they brought in Hunter Lehman to play third base. Part of that exchange. Next pitch is outside, hits the backstop, and it's 3-2 to Schmelzley. Nobody on, one out, bottom of the second. Jacob Grimm popped out to third to begin the frame. And Fisher's 3-2. And it's ball four. Nearly bit one in with an off-speed pitch, but just enough inside for ball four. There's a one-out base runner. Here's Tegan Sainer, the left fielder, now with Schmelzley at first and one out. They quickly throw over to first base, and Schmelzley back in time. Tegan in left field, bats from the right side. Fisher's pitch swung on and missed. No balls and one strike, one out, one on, bottom two, 9-0, the Corning lead. Scored four in the first and then five more in the second. Pitching has been the issue for Sabetha tonight. A lot of walks issued. The five runs in the second for Corning was on one hit. An error did not help their cause either defensively. As Sainer fouls one back, it is 1-2. Plays up in the box. Slight bend to the knees. Tad bit open on his stance. The 1-2. Holds back on a check swing on a pitch inside. It's 2-2. This is the fourth game for Corning. This is the eighth game for Sabetha. And there's a strike three call on a bender that hits the inside corner. Three strikeouts now as Sainer is down for out number two. Number nine in the order, the extra hitter, Easton Bradbury. Bats with two outs and a runner at first. Fisher, another throw, keeping Schmelzley honest over there. But Fisher trying to work another zero on the board. Got around a little bit of a jam in the first. Next pitch in there for a strike. Or I should say the first pitch to Bradbury in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Fisher out of the stretch with Schmelzley at first. Off speed, works it right in there. It's 0-2. Fisher faced five in the first, looking to face one above the minimum here in the second, and now a jam shot off the inside part of the bat to second base. Easy underhand throw for Talley over to Brett Heideman to record out number three and retire the side. So Sabetha strands one via a walk, and we head to the third. It's 9-0, Corning.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed. And get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Brewick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Brewick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Brewick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Brewick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All Corning here in this first game against Sabetha, 9-0 as we start the third. It's Harper Schmelzley back on the rubber for the Sabetha Raptors. Corning, 4 in the first, 5 in the second. They come up here, up 9 to begin the third. It'll be Kelzer, Heidemann, and Wimberly. Kelzer walked his first time up. And bats here for a second time to lead off the third. Schmelzley's first pitch. Off speed in there for strike number one. Unofficially, 9 runs, 4 hits for Corning. No runs, no hits, and an error by Sabetha. And now the count 0-2. Kelzer fouls one away. See if Sabetha can work a quick frame to not let this one get any more out of reach than it is right now. And there's a nice off-speed pitch that is swung on and missed, and Schmelzley strikes out Kelzer to begin the third. That is the first strikeout for Schmelzley. That brings up the third baseman, Henry Heidemann, who walked and scored in the 5-run second. Schmelzley's first pitch to him is outside for a ball. Lehman playing defensively at third, Fries at short, Meredith at second, Jacob Grimm at first. There's a swing and a miss by Henry Heidemann. It's 1-1. Sainers in left, Bauman in center, Ulrich in right. Defensively for Sabetha with Herman the catcher. Here is Schmelzley's 1-1. Just missing, now 2-1. We got you this first game. These two will play a second game, the doubleheader tonight. And this one is fouled away towards the cars in the lot, and it's 2-2. So we got just a few more weeks of regular season action. That first weekend change into July is where you get the zone tournament, which will determine a potential entry into state. Hiawatha made it to state a year ago and unable to get out of the pool play round due to some controversy there. Now a pitch that runs up and in, and I think it might have glanced the helmet of Henry Heidemann, and he will take first base. The third time we've seen a hit batter. Here is Miles Wimberly, the right fielder. And he was one of the hit-by-pitch victims in his first at-bat. One out, one on. 9-0 Corning, top three. First pitch by Schmelzley, a fastball in there for a strike. Wimberly from the right side. Schmelzley, a right-handed thrower. Henry Heidemann at first after being hit by a pitch, and the 0-1 is outside for a ball, now 1-1. Sabetha began their regular season with a loss to Hiawatha, then they were swept in two games by Topeka, and then lost 1-2 against Seneca, so they started 0-4, but they have won 2 out of 3. This is Corning's first game in 10 days. And they look good. 9-0 their lead here, top three. Here's a 1-1 pitch that bends in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Corning splits their opening doubleheader. It was a non-league doubleheader against Seneca on May 28th. Then played on the 4th. And got a win over Doniphan County, but couldn't play the second game due to weather. And they have not played since. Wimberly stays alive with the foul ball. Still 1-2. Heidemann at first with one out. Schmelzley Belsley out of the stretch. Looks back at first. Not much of a lead for Heidemann over there. And the pitch is off the inside part of the bat. A little shallow shot to left center, and it drops in for a hit. So on a 1-2 pitch, Wimberly singles to shallow left center, and now two on and one out. Heidemann to second, Wimberly at first. Now Trenton Talley for a third time in his many innings. He has walked and scored and has reached on a fielder's choice and scored. Now he's got first and second with one out. His team up 9-0 here, top three. Talley bats from the right side. Schmelzley's pitch, catching the outside corner for a strike. So Corning continues to move the line. They have dominated this game. Pitching has not been great for Sabetha. A lot of walks have been issued. Next pitch was outside, 1-1. Zach Fisher due up next. Certainly the best part of the order coming up here for the next few. Corning's trying to extend on this lead. Another good pitch for Schmelzley that catches the outside corner. Talley watched it all the way, and it's 1-2. Heidemann at second, Wimberly at first. Schmelzley shakes off one. Now likes the second call from the catcher, Herman. Looks back at second, nobody holding. Lifts the knee, fires, and a foul ball to the right side out of play. And we'll do it again at 1-2. Sabetha will play Friday and Sunday after this doubleheader tonight. Corning will be back at it on Sunday after tonight. Now Schmelzley throws back to second and not in time. Henry Heidemann back safely. Still 1-2, one out, two on. Corning 9, Sabetha nothing here in the top of the third. Corning scored 4 in the first, 5 in the second. A chance for more here in the third. Schmelzley's 1-2. Inside corner catching, Talley looking, and a big strikeout for out number 2. That is the second strikeout for Schmelzley, and now it's up to Zach Fisher. He has doubled and scored and has walked and scored. And an RBI chance here with 2 outs in the third. Schmelzley's first pitch, swing and a miss. Hard cut there by Zach Fisher, got nothing, it's 0-1. Sabetha certainly needs to get a 0 up for Corning on the scoreboard here. Has a chance with 2 outs. Next pitch by Schmelzley, it runs behind him. Somehow it didn't hit Fisher. And it's 1-1. I think Fisher was content on letting that hit him, but just behind him enough. Another good play by Herman behind the dish. Here's the 1-1, and it's outside. So 2-1 here to Fisher. Looks down to third base, gets the signs. Steps back in. Henry Heidemann at second, Miles Wimberly at first, 2 outs. Here's the pitch by Schmelzley, it is high, now 3-1. Eight came to the plate in the first for Corning. 9 came up to the plate in the second. Fisher, the fifth player to come up here in the third. 3-1 is a pop-up. Foul territory and out of play. And it's 3-2. With Drew Gibbs due up next. Big pitch once again here for Schmelzley. 3-2. Settles in and goes off the rubber and looks Heidemann back to second base without a throw. So he'll reset. Can Fisher come through? He doubled in the first, walked in the second, now batting for a third time here in the third. And that one is high, ball four. Taking all the way, and the bases are loaded. Hyde him into third, Wimberly to second, now Fisher at first, and now Drew Gibbs, who has walked twice and has scored twice. 9-0 Corning. Bases loaded once again. They have loaded him up in all three innings. And the first pitch is swung on, hit to center field. Not moving much is Bauman. And he'll make the catch. And Corning is retired. So they'll leave him stranded, but still a 9-0 lead for Corning as we head to the bottom of the third.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
KNZA.
Brandon and Kurt with you. Legion Baseball here on KNZA. Bottom of the third inning we go here in Sabetha. It's been all Corning. 9-0 there. Lead through 2.5. Zach Fisher back to work. He'll face Braden Meredith, Will Ulrich, and Marcus Bauman. 10-1-2 in the Raptors' order. Corning left him loaded in the top half of the third. Beth has a long way to go. 9-0 they trail Corning, and here is the second baseman, Braden Meredith. That's from the right side. First pitch from the Onega Buffalo. Zach Fisher is high for a ball. Fisher works quickly, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike here on Meredith. Raptors looking for their first hit. They've had multiple base runners. They've worked a couple of walks. They've also had a hit batter. They do not have a hit. And now Meredith, another swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Now Fisher's 1-2, high and inside, 2-2. So no runs, no hits in air. They have stranded three. Corning, 9 runs on 5 hits. There's a swing and a miss and a strikeout. Make it 4 now for Zach Fisher. Now back to the top of the order with Ulrich, who walked in his first at bat. Now bats for a second time here with one out, nobody on, in the bottom of the third. Fisher certainly has settled, and here's a chopper to the left side, just barely foul, and it's a strike. So Betha's upcoming schedule, they will go to Topeka for a doubleheader on Friday, and then they're back here at home on Sunday for an afternoon doubleheader with Seneca. Swing and a miss by Ulrich. It is 0-2. In about just 3 weeks left of regular season play, then we'll get to that zone tournament. Another foul ball back into the netting. And Ulrich staying alive at 0-2. He worked a good at bat. His first time up, he worked it full, fouled off multiple pitches, and then ultimately reached on a walk. And now grounds this one towards the middle. Nice play by Gibbs. Throw is low, but dug out by Heidemann for the out. So good play from Gibbs to Heidemann. It goes 6-3. And two up and two down. Here's Marcus Baumann with two outs and nobody on. Struck out his first time up. Corning 9, Sabetha nothing here in the bottom of the third. Fisher cruising along with this comfortable lead. First pitch low for ball number one. Royals baseball coming up on KMZA 92.1. About to be the first pitch of their game against the Reds. They have lost 2 one-run games in that series, and now the Royals have certainly not played very well, but the Reds looking for a sweep there. Baumann has worked it 2-1. Here on Fisher trying to face the minimum, and now a high chopper to Gibbs. Beautifully settles under it. Long throw on a dart. Makes the play, and Fisher retires Sabetha 1-2-3. After three innings, it is Corning 9 and Sabetha nothing.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Would you agree that it is the responsibility of a quality body shop to stay up to date and trained in the latest technology? At Moral Collision Repair, we believe that is not only our responsibility, but it's our obligation as well. The Ford F-150's fully aluminum body provides a perfect example of new technology in our industry. Currently, Moral Collision Repair is the only repair shop in the area with the proper training and equipment to deliver a repair you can be confident in.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
To the fourth inning, Corning 9, Sabetha nothing. Legion Baseball here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman with you, Kirk Hillman in studio. Thanks a bunch for hanging with us. Beautiful night for baseball here in northeast Kansas. But it's been all Corning. 9 runs, 5 hits. No runs, no hits for Sabetha. Corning scored 4 in the first. They had 5 in the second, and then they loaded the bases in the third, but unable to tack onto their lead. So they come up here in the top of the fourth, leading 9-0. JT Ross will lead it off. Kyler Womack will follow. Race Fisher in the hole. And Schmelzley's first pitch outside for a ball. Ross 0-for-1 with a walk. Lined out to center in the first. Walked in the second. And bats here for a third time in the fourth. Takes another one outside. It's 2-0. Schmelzley's done a pretty good job after coming in for McAfee in the second inning. He's kind of certainly settled down a little bit. And was able to keep Corning off the board in the third after loading him up. And a 3-0 pitch is going to catch the inside corner, and it's 3-1 here to Ross. Both at-bats for Ross, he was up with the bases loaded. And he'll foul this one straight back into the net, and it's now full at 3-2. With that walk, credited for an RBI in that 5-run second inning. Schmelzley likes the call. Here's the 3-2. And a half-hearted swing on a breaking ball had Ross fooled a little bit, and a good pitch there for Schmelzley to record the out. Make it 3 strikeouts now. That'll bring up Kyler Womack, who had the big hit in the first, a bases clearing double. He has also singled in another run. So 2 for 2, 4 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. And he launches this one. It's a pop-up into foul territory. Herman makes a very nice catch. And just like that, Womack retired. And 2 up and 2 down. So Womack retired for a first time. He's now 2 for 3. That brings up Race Fisher, who is 1 for 2 with an RBI single. Corning 9, Sabetha nothing here in the top of the fourth. Ross and Womack quickly retired. Schmelzley trying to work 1-2-3, and the first pitch skips in the dirt to Fisher for ball one. Pretty straight up with his batting stance from the right side. Slight bend to the knees, little wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. Schmelzley's pitch about the same result in the dirt outside. And it's now 2 balls and no strikes here to Race Fisher. And the 2-0. Rip to the left side and over the jumping glove of Fryan into left field for a hit. So Race Fisher now 2 for 3 with a couple of singles. And that'll bring up Brett Heideman. Heideman is 1 for 2. He singled in a run in the first and then reached via an error in his last at-bat, but then got caught in a pickle trying to go first to second and ultimately was the final out of the inning as he takes an off-speed pitch in for strike one. Schmelzley back to the stretch with a two-out single by Fisher and now throws an outside corner pitch that is called for a strike, and it's 0-2 on Brett Heideman. See if Heideman can't protect. See if Schmelzley can get out of the inning. Schmelzley's pitch. Slow roller. Left side. Fry it short. Takes his time and a good throw to Grimm at first to retire the side. So another good inning for Schmelzley. Nothing for Corning. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's a 9-0 Corning lead.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn spray, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your projects. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Legion Baseball here on KNZA. Corning here in Sabetha, and they have controlled this one from the jump. Corning 9, Sabetha nothing. All 9 runs scored in the first 2 innings. 4 in the first, 5 in the second. And 3, 4, and 5 in the Sabetha order here in the bottom of the fourth with Herman, McAfee, and Fry. Facing Zach Fisher, who is yet to give up a hit in the game. Fisher's first pitch, low and outside for a ball. Herman was hit by a pitch in his first at bat, then he was taken out via the courtesy runner. And now ropes this one down the left field line, and this is going to be extra bases as he one-hops the fence in left field. And the first hit of the night for Sabetha, it is a leadoff double here in the fourth for Josh Herman. So here is McAfee, started the game on the mound, and just struggled to find the strike zone, was taken out in the second inning. He was charged with 8 of the 9 runs. And he bats for a second time, and Fisher's first pitch is low for a ball. McAfee reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. So an opportunity here for Sabetha to get on the board. Down 9-0 here in the bottom of the fourth, but Herman's leadoff double has him at second with nobody out. McAfee fouls one back, 1-1. Fisher rarely been out of the stretch tonight. He is doing it now. And his 1-1 is inside, now 2-1. Sabetha had had a couple base runners, a couple of walks, and a hit batter. That was their first base runner via a hit. Comes here to lead off the bottom of the fourth. Now a ground ball right back up the middle and into center field for a hit. So McAfee comes through, rounding third and scoring is Herman. And Sabetha is on the board. It's an RBI single for Christian McAfee. It is now 9-1 Corning. That'll bring up Chase Fry. He struck out his first time up. But Sabetha on the board, a double and a single to lead off the fourth. They trail 9-1, and now first pitch swinging towards left center field. And making a nice catch over there is Ross, right in the gap. Wasn't a lot behind it, a little bit more under it than Fry probably wanted, but there's the first out. Here's Jacob Grimm with McAfee at first and one out. He popped out to third his first time up. Fisher again out of the stretch. Here is the pitch. It is high for a ball. Herman led it off with a double down the left field line that one-hopped the fence. And McAfee brought him in with a single right up the middle. And that pitch gets away from the catcher, Womack, and that allows McAfee to take second without a throw. So a base hit could add another. Beth has a lot of work to do as they got their first run, but they still trail Corning 9-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Fisher looks at second, the 2-0. And this one is hit well, and that one's into center field for a hit. And Grimm, a sharp single and an RBI as Fisher cuts off the throw and McAfee is in. It's now 9-2. Here's Schmelzley. Started the game at third base and has since been pitching as he came in for McAfee in the second inning, has been pitching ever since. He bats with one out and one on with his team trailing now 9-2. A couple of runners in here in the fourth, and the first pitch is in there for a strike. Schmelzley walked in his first at bat of the night. Fisher's 0-1 is fouled away, and it's quickly 0-2. So Sabetha just trying to claw their way back into this game, chipping away the best they can. And there's a strike three call in the outside corner, and down looking is Schmelzley for out number two. That is five strikeouts now for Fisher. And that'll bring up Tegan Sainer, who struck out his first time up. The runner at first is Jacob Grimm with two outs. 9-2 Corning. Sabetha has scored their two here in the fourth. Believe that first pitch a little bit inside for a ball. We'll see if Sainer can keep it alive. Fisher's next pitch, fastball low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes, two outs, one on. Two across, 9-2 Corning, bottom four. Popped up. It's going to land on top of us here on the press box. And it's two balls and one strike. Bradbury on deck if Sainer can get on. and Fisher looks back to first, 2-1. Swing and a miss, good off speed pitch. Zehner out in front, evens up, 2-2. Two runs on three hits here in the inning for Sabetha. Zehner trying to keep it alive, Fisher trying to get out with no more damage done. The 2-2 inside. Tried to bend one back in with an off-speed pitch, but just missed. Now the count full. Grimm at first. Not much of a lead. He'll take off the 3-2. Outside, ball four. The inning continues as Stainer is on. That'll bring up Bradbury. Bradbury grounded out his first time up. A chance here. Base hit could add another. Corning 9, Sabetha 2. Here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch by Fisher gets away from him. It's high. And it's 1-0 to Bradbury. Quick look. Low and outside. Now 2-0 here to Bradbury. Corning led 9-0 in the top of the third. They had the bases loaded, but were held scoreless. They have not scored since, and now Sabetha is slowly trying to chip away as that pitch is fouled out of play, and it's 2-1. And Fisher just trying to get out of this frame with no more harm done. Sabetha continuing to try to chip away, down 7. Fisher again out of the stretch. Nobody holding Grimm at second to pitch. Off-speed pitch high, now 3-1. Fisher had been cooking through three and has certainly had his most grind of an inning here in the fourth. Now, a shot on a 3-1 pitch to left field, playable by Ross in left. Didn't have to move much. He'll make the catch to retire the side. But a couple of runs on three hits. We have played four. It is Corning 9, Sabetha 2.
The 27th Annual Nemaha Valley Healthcare Foundation Charity Golf Classic is Friday, June 16th at Spring Creek Golf Course in Seneca. Individual and team registrations are welcome, and many sponsorship opportunities are available as well. We are also doing the golf ball drop. 600 golf balls will be sold. For $5, you can purchase a golf ball with a chance to win 50% of the total golf ball sales. Please contact Courtney Schmelzley at 785-336-0426 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
The answer is yes, SBS.
2023 marks 20 years in business for SBS Insurance. This milestone wouldn't be possible without our loyal customer base. To celebrate the occasion, join me, Brian Smits, this Friday, June 16th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our Axtell office for an appreciation lunch and prize giveaway.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
To the fifth inning we go. Sabetha able to get a couple of runs, but Corning still leads it 9-2 as Harper Schmelzley comes back on the mound here for the Sabetha Raptors. It'll be Kelzer to lead things off for Corning. Here in the fifth, their lead is 9-2. Kelzer, Heidemann, and Wimberly. Due up here against Harper Schmelzley, who has put up zeros in back-to-back innings, has found a little bit of a groove, and an off-speed pitch into Kelzer is in there for a strike. Kelzer is 0-1, a strikeout and a walk. Next pitch missing, one ball and one strike. Schmelzley a righty, Kelzer a righty, the 1-1. It is low, two balls and one strike. Here's the 2-1 by Schmelzley, ripped into left field for a base hit. Hitters count 2-1, Kelzer as his first hit, and it's a leadoff single. Here's Henry Heidemann, who has reached twice. Once a walk and a run scored in the second, he was also hit by a pitch in the third. Elsley's first pitch outside for a ball. So Kelzer at first. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth. Corning 9, Sabetha 2. Schmelsley has had to grind out of the stretch here in the last 2.5. Back to it here after giving up a leadoff single. And that next pitch outside to Heidemann. It's now 2-0. Shakes off one sign. Yes to the next sign by Herman. The 2-0 is outside. And a quick throw to first, not in time. Kelzer back safely. But Heidemann now with the advantage at 3 balls and no strikes. And the next pitch is low for ball 4. And now 2 on and nobody out. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Also, C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. And Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. Brandon and Kurt with you, top of the fifth inning. 9-2 Corning. They have 2 on and nobody out for Miles Wimberly. And he'll take a first pitch strike on the inside corner. Wimberly was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. In the second, he has also singled. That was in the third. But 2 on and nobody out. 0-1 count here. As Schmelsley lifts and fires, and it's fouled straight back. It's 0-2. So a chance for Corning to score. Once again, they left him loaded in the third after they scored 9 in the first 2. And Sabetha scored their lone 2 in the last half inning to chip away at the deficit, but Corning's lead is 9-2, now with 2 on and nobody out in the fifth. And now just reaching for this one and popping it to the right side and making the play in foul territory is Jacob Grimm, and there's the first out. So for a fourth time in 5 innings, Trenton Talley comes to the plate. He has walked and reached on a fielder's choice. He has also struck out. He has scored twice. He bats with 1 out and runners at first and second. Schmelsley trying to get out of another jam. First pitch outside. It is 1-0. Schmelsley only faced 4 batters last inning. Corning nearly batted around twice in the first 2 innings. Now a ground ball, shortstop side on a high hop here for Fry. The only play is to first, and the ball gets away, and it's a low throw. And Corning gets 1, and they will hold Heidemann at third. So an error there allows a run to score, and it's now 10-2. That'll go down E6. That is a low throw by Fry. And it was a tough challenge there for Grimm at first to make a play, and it got away. So runners at the corners now. Still 1 out. 10-2 now, the Corning lead. They have added 1. And a chance for more with Fisher. And he'll rip one to left field, and that's a sharp single and an RBI. And Corning gets the 2 runs right back that Sabetha scored last half inning. It's now 11-2. Talley stops at second base. Heidemann is in from third easily. Fisher records his first RBI of the night. He has now reached in all 4 at-bats. 2 for 2, couple of walks, now a single and a double. First and second, 1 out. 11-2, Corning by 9. Brings up Gibbs, who looks at a pitch outside for a ball. Gibbs has walked twice. He's also popped out to center. He has scored twice. Batting in the number three spot in this Corning order tonight. Now rips one left side, but just foul. And it's one ball and one strike. So it was 9-0 going into the fourth. Sabetha was finally able to get their first couple of hits and tally a couple. Got it to within 9-2, but Corning has wasted no time getting those two right back. 11-2 and a chance for more with one out in the fifth. And another pitch and a play to second is not in time. What a throw by Herman, that pitch into Gibbs for a strike. I don't think Tally was really paying much attention over there at second base, but just got back in time under the tag of Meredith, the second baseman. So one ball and two strikes. Tally still at second. Fisher, the runner at first. Schmelzley looks and fires, and a swing and a miss. On a nice off-speed pitch, Gibbs is down swinging, and there's two outs. Now JT Ross. He was 0-for-2 with the walk. He is lined out to center and has also struck out. He's got Tally at second, Fisher at first. 11-2 Corning here in the fifth. First pitch low to Ross for a ball. Fourth game here for Corning. It'll be 4-5 as they come in 2-1. Sabetha, this will be games number 8 and 9 for them this season so far. A slow roller, right side, Grimm has it right on the bag. He'll touch it for the out to retire the side. But Corning gets those two right back, and we head to the bottom of the fifth. Corning 11 and Sabetha 2.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Corning 11, Sabetha 2. As a chance for Corning here to wrap up game one here in the fifth inning. With the 8-run rule after 5, so Sabetha will need a couple of runs to extend this to a 6th inning. As it looks to be now a new pitcher for Corning, it'll be Trenton Talley. Taking over for Zach Fisher. Pitched a good game here tonight, but Talley will try to finish things off. Looks like Fisher has moved over now to second base. Everything else stays the same as Sabetha will send up Meredith, Ulrich, and Bauman. 11-2 Corning as we start the bottom of the fifth. Sabetha needs two to extend it. Broadcast tonight presented by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Also, Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? Here's Trenton Talley's first pitch to Braden Meredith, and it's in there for a strike. Of course, we'll have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game once we hit our post-game coverage. And an off-speed pitch in there for a strike, and Meredith quickly down 0-2. He struck out his first time up. Talley will try to close the door here in the fifth. And a slow chopper right back to Talley. Easy throw to first. And in time for the out. That'll bring up Will Ulrich, who is 0-for-1 with a walk. So one out, nobody on. Bottom of the fifth inning. Here's Ulrich for a third time. 11-2, the Corning lead. Sabetha needs two to extend the game. Talley replacing a Fisher to start this inning on the bump. And Talley's first pitch to Ulrich, low and inside for a ball. Ulrich walked at the first, grounded out to short in the third. Here is the 1-0 from Talley. Ground ball, shortstop side. This is Gibbs on a good hop. And the throw is low, but a heck of a dig there for Heidemann to save an error, and that is the second out. So it's up to Marcus Baumann to keep it alive. First two have gone down quickly, a couple of ground outs. Two outs, nobody on for Baumann, who is 0-for-2, a strikeout and a ground out. Talley, a chance to end it right here in game one. First pitch to Baumann, off speed and in there for a strike. Baumann struck out in the first, grounded out to short in the third. Talley works quickly, likes the sign from Womack. The pitch is fouled away, and it's quickly 0-2. Corning trying to move to 3-1. These are league games tonight. It would move them to 2-0 in league play. This could be it. High chopper, Gibbs. Is it going to be in time? Long throw, and not in time. So it was deep, shortstop positioning there, and Baumann's speed able to beat it out to keep this inning alive. Here's Josh Herman, who doubled to a deep left field his last time up. He was also hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Sabetha with two outs, a runner at first. They need two runs to extend the game. Talley's pitch out of the stretch is a high popper, right side, but tailing foul and out of play. And it's 0-1. These two will play a second game. Once this one is done, about 25 minutes or so after this one, Talley trying to end it here for Corning. His next pitch in there for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2 here on Herman. Baumann was down 0-2 for reaching on that infield single. Herman's going to have to try to do something the same variety to keep it alive. Talley, long look. Here's the 0-2. Outside, Baumann going for the steal. Nobody covering, and he gets drilled with the ball. And a time is called. Boy, that one bounced in front of Baumann, who had a head-first slide into second base and a little bit slow to get up, but appears to be okay. Talking with the umpire. So you had Fisher at second, Gibbs, both kind of running over at the same time, and Baumann beat them both, and Baumann's in scoring position and good to go. One ball and two strikes here on Herman. Sabetha needs to keep it alive here. They need two runs. And there's a strike three call, a bender on the inside corner, or correction. Well, there was a little bit of a pause, but no, that is a strikeout, and that is the ball game. So a strikeout for Talley, and that ends the threat. The final score in five innings, it is Corning 11, and Sabetha 2. We'll recap it and have our player of the game when we come back here on KNZA.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
This is Ian Goodenkoff, Vice President of Mortgage at Community National Bank. Some of the advantages of Community National Bank, we are very competitive in the market, interest rates, products, services. We also have the local town feel. Our intent for all of our mortgages is to continue to keep the service of the mortgage after you close. You're not calling some 1-800 number for any questions that you have after the closing of your loan. Welcome home to Community National Bank, serving Seneca, Sabetha, Tonganoxie, Bayshore, Topeka, and Overland Park. Community National Bank is innovation for every generation.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash, located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Five-inning run rule win for Corning in Game 1 here at Sabetha. Final score 11-2. Back one final time, Brandon and Kurt with you. We've got our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game here momentarily, but just kind of letting you know how this one played out. But first, again, want to thank our great sponsors here, Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials, and also Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? As we got our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game coming up. But Corning jumped out early. They scored four runs on three hits in the top of the first. They added five runs on one hit in the second. So they were up 9-0. And Sabetha was held hitless until the fourth inning, but they got two runs on three hits in that fourth inning. But then Corning wasted no time in the top of the fifth, getting those two runs right back to make it 11-2 at that point. And the eight, or up eight after five run rule came into play here. It's a little bit different, the Legion run rule compared to the high school regular season run rule. It's a little bit different again with Legion. It's 10 after four and eight after five. And we hit that 8 after 5 mark with Corning winning it 11-2. They moved to 3-1 overall. Now a 2-0 record in the league. And Sabetha now a 2-6 mark, 1-3, as these two will play one more here in just a little bit. But now it's time for our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. And we had certainly multiple options here, but we're going to go with Zach Fisher in the first team All-State selection. This past month, the Onega Buffalo gave up two runs, three hits, four innings of work on the mound, gave up three hits at five strikeouts, getting the win, and he also reached all four times on offense. He had a double, a single, and he also walked twice and scored a couple of runs. So Zach Fisher, our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. And certainly an honorable mention shout-out to Kyler Womack, who had two hits and four RBIs. He had the big hit in the first with a bases-clearing double, and he would add another one with a single in the second inning. So honorable mention shout-out Kyler Womack, but Zach Fisher, our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca. So again, if you're in the area, want to come check out some good baseball, certainly do so, but that's going to do it for us here tonight. We'll have another broadcast for you coming up next week. And looking ahead for both of these teams, Corning, after tonight, they will host Hiawatha on Sunday. And then for Sabetha, they're back to it on Friday. They'll make a trip over to Topeka. The final run lines here unofficially. Corning, 11 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 8 on base. For Sabetha, 2 runs, 4 hits, couple of errors, and they left 6 on base. Final score, Corning 11, Sabetha 2. We'll talk to you next week for another broadcast here on KansLand Radio.